कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 एंटिटेड कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 एकात्मजा मे जननी योषिन् मूढा च किंकरी मय्यात्मजेणन्यगतौ चक्रे स्नेहानुबन्धनम् एकात्मजा मे जननी योषिन्मूढा च किंकरी మయ్యాత్మజేనన్యగతౌ చక్రే స్నేహానుబంధనం ఏకాత్మజా మే జననీ యోషిన్మూఢాచ కింకరీ 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 మయ్యాత్మజేనన్యగతౌ చక్రే స్నేహానుబంధనం. మాతాజీస్, ఏకాత్మజా మే జననీ యోషిన్మూఢాచ కింకరీ మయ్యాత్మజేనన్యగతౌ చక్రే స్నేహానుబంధనం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఏక ఆత్మజ, హ్యావింగ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సన్, మే మై జననీ మదర్ యోషిత్ విమెన్ బై క్లాస్ మూడా ఫూలిష్ చ అండ్ కింకరీ మెయిడ్ సర్వెంట్ మయి అంటు మీ ఆత్మజే బీయింగ్ హర్ ఆఫ్స్ప్రింగ్ అనన్యగతౌ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ నో అల్టర్నేటివ్ ఫర్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ చక్రే డిడ్ ఇట్ స్నేహ అనుబంధనం టైడ్ బై అఫెక్షనేట్ బాండేజ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I was the only son of my mother, who was not only a simple woman, but a maid servant as well. Since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection. She bound me with the tie of affection. Next verse. శాశ్వతంత్రాచ కల్పాసీద్ యోగక్షేమం మమేచ్ఛతి ఈశస్య హి వశే లోకో యోషా దారుమయీయత. షీ వాంటెడ్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్ మై మెయింటెనెన్స్ ప్రాపర్లీ, బట్ బికాస్ షీ వాస్ నాట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ షీ వాస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫర్ మీ. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. Aham cha tad brahma kule
ఊషీవాంస్తదుపేక్షయా దిగ్దేశకాలా వ్యుత్పన్నో బాలక పంచహాయణ. When I was a mere child of 5 years, I lived in a Brahmana's school. I was dependent on my mother's affection and had no experience of different lands. Ekada nirgatam gehad duhantim nishimam pati sarpodashat పదాస్పృష్ట కృపణాం కాలచోదితః. వన్స్ అపాన్ అ టైమ్ మై పువర్ మదర్ వెన్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ వన్ నైట్ టు మిల్క్ ఎ కౌ వాస్ బిటన్ ఆన్ ది లెగ్ బై ఎ సర్పెంట్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై ద సుప్రీం టైమ్. పర్పోర్ట్: దట్ ఈస్ ద వే ఆఫ్ డ్రాగింగ్ ఎ సిన్సియర్ సోల్ నియరర్ టు గాడ్. The poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, and yet the mother was taken from the world by the supreme will in order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం తదాతీస్వ పదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుతా పదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాతాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we are reading the Narada Muni narrating his story to Vyasade. Narada Muni is explaining in these verses how he was actually completely under the shelter of his mother, and he was the only child of his mother, and his mother was a maid servant. She was not independent. She was a menial servant in somebody's house. And his mother wanted to give protection to Narada Muni by all her means. But Narada Muni says that everybody in this world is actually under the control of the Supreme Lord, just like a puppeteer is controlling the puppets. In a puppet show, when you go, you see that the puppets are actually moving, but you don't see the, you may not see the invisible thread which is actually connecting the puppets with the puppeteer. But actually the puppets are being operated by the puppeteer through that invisible thread. So Narada Muni says that just as a puppet master controls a female puppet, the Lord controls all people. And when I was just five years old, I did not have any experience of time, place or the direction. And I was just living in a Brahmana's house, in whose house my mother was serving as a maid servant, with the belief that she would never leave me. Tad apekshaya, that means the belief that she would never leave me. But ekada nirgatam gehat duhantam nishigam pati. But one day, under the control of the supreme time, when my mother actually went to milk the cow, she was bitten by a serpent and my mother died. So Prabhupada writes a few lines purport. He says that this is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. He's not mentioning that maybe this is a way of dragging a person who is not sincere. It is a way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. That means even if a person is sincerely practicing bhakti, he cannot not expect different setbacks in his life. Because they are the ways by which the Lord actually brings a sincere soul come close to him. And like the Narada Muni was completely under the shelter of his mother. Sometimes there are different kinds of shelters. Like some people may we may have the shelters in the form of the relatives, or we may have the shelter in the form of the, say, the bank balance or the house or one's position in a particular, say, company or organization or in the society. Or one shelter may be in the form of the different skill sets one may have. Sometimes, like one shelter is taken away, but we have something else to take shelter of. Once a relative may die, but still at least we may still have the house intact, or they may have left behind certain wealth. Sometimes the wealth may be taken away, but at least we have some people to take shelter of, the relatives to take shelter of. The position may be taken away, but still we can take shelter of the money or the what we have earned previously with that position. So many times some shelter is taken away, but we have some other shelter in which we can hold on to. But in the case of Narada Muni, he didn't have any bank balance, or he didn't have any position or any particular skill set. He was just a five-year-old boy, and his only shelter was the mother. It seems he was also living in somebody else's house, or he probably had a small hut. So practically, when his mother died, all his shelters were taken away. So all his shelters were taken away, and how Narada Muni is going to respond. And that is what we'll see in the next verses. And in this chapter and the previous chapter, Narada Muni is telling his own story. Generally, in the Shastra, it is said that one principle is that to speak about oneself, self-glorification is considered a kind of a sin. Once Yayati Maharaj by his performance of piety, he went to heaven. So Indra saw that, oh, he felt maybe Ayati is going to occupy my position, or Indra was thinking like that. Indra asked Ayati, can you tell about the pious activities you performed or austerities you performed? And Ayati Maharaj spoke about the austerities he performed. And it is said that by speaking about the pious activities, austerities he performed, he actually exhausted his pious credits. And then he had to come down from the heaven. So, even in the Mahabharata, there is an instance where during the battle, Yudhishthira Maharaj got injured when he was fighting against Karna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj came back to the camp. That time, Arjuna came to know that Yudhishthira Maharaj was fighting with Karna. He got injured. And he came to see the safety of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then he wanted to know whether Yudhishthira Maharaj is safe. And when Arjuna came to see Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Yudhishthira Maharaj thought that Arjuna must have already defeated Karna and come to meet him. And he asked Arjuna, have you defeated Karna? Have you killed Karna? And Arjuna said that, no, I came to see you about your safety. I wanted to know whether you are safe or not. So Yudhishthira Maharaj became angry. Like, what is the use of your Gandiva bow if you have not defeated Karna? Better you actually throw your Gandiva bow. So at that time, Arjuna became angry because Arjuna had taken a vow that anybody who actually tells him to throw his Gandiva bow, he would actually kill that person. So then Arjuna was about to actually attack Yudhishthira Maharaj. So at that time, Krishna told Arjuna, like, what kind of, hey, how can you do this actually? You cannot attack Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Arjuna said, but I have taken this vow, what can I do actually? Then Krishna told that, Arjuna said that Krishna told that better you do self-glorification, and self-glorification is equivalent to committing suicide. So if you are not fulfilled the vow, you generally leave your body, but that you can do that by doing self-glorification. So self-glorification or speaking about oneself, that is not appreciated in the Shastra, but Narada Muni is actually speaking about his own story in the previous chapter and also in this chapter. But Narada Muni is speaking his own story in order to highlight a important Siddhanta and in order to glorify the Supreme Lord. So one can speak about oneself one can use that as a tool to highlight a principle, or one can use that as a tool in order to glorify the Supreme Lord. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, very reluctantly he speaks about the mercy shown by Nityananda Prabhu to himself. But he is speaking about that story in order to highlight the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and not to actually highlight himself. So that's why, especially if you see the modern psychology, is that, in fact, in the pre-modern era, scriptures were considered as an authority. If you quote from the scriptures, then people would immediately accept, oh, it is mentioned in the Shastra, it is mentioned in the Vedas. They would immediately accept. And in the modern era, science was considered as an authority. If you quote some scientific finding, then they would accept that as a truth, or they would consider that as an authority. And the post-modern era, post modern era, we can say the current times, neither Shastra is considered as an authority nor the scientists are considered as an authority. In the current times, the people want to know what is your experience of following this path. So experience is considered as an authority. What is your experience? So that is also one of the psychologists. So Narada Muni is telling his own experience. And when we tell our experience, the purpose is to, different people may tell their own experience. If we make experience as an authority, then somebody, some unbona fide guru, he may tell his experience and highlight some principle. So we cannot consider experience as an absolute authority, because everyone's experience is very subjective. So when we tell our experience, we have to narrate our experience in order to highlight the principle from the Shastra, in order to highlight a dharmic principle, and in order to actually glorify the Supreme Lord, narrate our experience in order to glorify the Supreme Lord, in order to highlight the authority of the Shastra. So therefore, Narada Muni spoke about his story, also in currently speaking about the story. The previous chapter, when he told about the story of how he received the mercy of the Bhakti Vedantas, the purpose of narrating that story is to highlight the point that how bhakti is caused by the association of devotees. Because one of the principles of bhakti is that a person starts practicing bhakti by getting the mercy of the devotees. The mercy of the Madhyam Adhikari is the cause of receiving the Bhakti Lata Bija. So Narada Muni spoke that story in order to highlight that Siddhanta, not to actually highlight himself, actually. And Narada Muni does not only tell about his success story. Generally, it is easy to speak only about one success story. Narada Muni is speaking about a success story of how from the maid servant's son, he became the transcendental spaceman. But Narada Muni also tells about his failure story, how he actually fell down from the position of being a Gandharva, Upabarghana. So, in that sense, if somebody is telling only about his success story, then we can say he wants to speak about himself. But Narada Muni, later in the 7th canto, he also speaks about how he fell down from the position of a Upabarghana and how he became a maid servant. And we see Vyasadeva writes both the stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I just imagine, like, for a disciple to write the story of his guru. Suppose the guru, previously he was roaming around with some women and he was singing some ordinary songs. So can a disciple think of writing those things about his guru's maybe previous life in the book, actually? But Vyasadeva writes about those stories also. Narada Muni, how he was previously, he was Upabarghana and he was roaming around with some apsaras. He was singing some ordinary mundane songs. And at the same time, we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva's devotion to Narada Muni. When he was dissatisfied, he actually approached Narada Muni. He was asking Narada Muni about the cause of his dissatisfaction. So we can see how the scriptures are very transparent. Vyasadeva does not hide anything about the mistakes of great personalities. But the way Vyasadeva presents in the Shastra is that when Vyasadeva presents whether the story of a Narada Muni is fall down or the mistakes of Brahma or Shiva, he presents in such a way by highlighting a particular principle. he does not demean that particular person involved, but he highlights the power of lust, power of anger, power of illusion, the power of pride. And then he gives a solution to overcome those actually principles. So that is how the Shastras actually present the different mistakes of even the great people. Normally, in the day-to-day affairs, when the media presents certain stories, when they present the stories of certain scams or scandals of somebody, they present the stories in order to demean the person. And when they present the stories, actually, by hearing those stories, those who read the stories become more agitated. They go into such finer details of the story, the people who read those stories will become very much agitated. Like some years back, there was some American president, he was involved in some scandal, and the newspaper was publishing the full transcription of the different conversation he had with some other women. And when you read such this thing, a reader will become more agitated. The newspaper never highlights, oh, therefore we learned that how the lust is so powerful. There is no such statement like that in the newspapers. Or another extreme is that, and some other person may have done very grave mistake, and they put those stories completely under the carpet. So they put certain stories of other people, they put it completely under the carpet because they are basically not unbiased. They have a certain partiality towards those who give money, those who finance them. So here Narada Muni is actually speaking about his success story and also his failure story, and Vyasadeva is writing both of them. So Prabhupada says that this is the way of dragging a sincere soul. So we see sometimes when a person is practicing bhakti, one has expectation that since I started practicing bhakti, everything will be smooth. But Srimad Bhagavatam gives so many stories where how different great devotees, they also face setbacks in their lives. And Narada Muni, how he is going to accept this situation? So this will be highlighted in the next class. But Narada Muni, we accepted such an inauspicious situation where his mother is taken away, his only shelter. He accepts the situation as a blessing of the Lord, as a mercy of the Lord. Even the sixth canto, we see that when Daksha Prajapati pronounced a curse upon Narada Muni, so Narada Muni accepted that curse as a blessing. So because Narada Muni accepted the curse as a blessing, whenever he cursed somebody, that curse eventually turned out to be a blessing for that person. When Narada Muni cursed Nalakuvar and Manigriv to become the trees, that curse eventually turned out to be a blessing for them. They took birth as the trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and they achieved perfection. So when a person accepts the inauspicious situation as an auspicious situation, when a person accepts the curse as a blessing, then only such a person has the authority to curse somebody, and that curse will turn out to be a blessing in the life of that person. And conditioned souls, when they get a difficult situation in their life, they ask a question, why do bad things happen to a good person like me? Because they have an expectation, there is an inherent assumption that, so I am a good person, so why did such a bad thing happen in the life of a good person like me? But when a liberated soul or an advanced soul, what kind of questions they ask? They ask a question, why do good things happen in the life of a bad person like me? Like when Prithu Maharaj, when he got the association of the four Kumaras, Prithu Maharaj says, Aho acharitam kimme mangalam mangalayana, yasyavo darshanam hyasit durdarshanam cha yogi bihi. So mangalayana, so Ramayana means the path of Lord Ram. Chandrayana means the path of the sun, the moon god. Mangalayana, that means roads to good fortune. He is calling the four Kumaras that association of persons like you is the right path to actually good fortune. So he is saying that what pious activities have I performed, because of that I have received your audience, which is rare even for the yogis. So actually, Prithu Maharaj's whole life is filled with pious activity. His whole life is filled with devotional service. But Prithu Maharaj is thinking that, in my opinion, I have not performed a single act of devotional service knowingly. I don't know, then how is it that I have obtained the association of persons like you, which is actually very rare. Because in my opinion, I have not performed a single act of bhakti knowingly. So I think I must have performed some ajnata sukriti. But the actual truth is that his whole life is filled with devotional service. But he is thinking. But the subjective reality from the point of Prithu Maharaj is that I have not performed any bhakti knowingly. So therefore Prithu Maharaj is thinking that, how is it that such a great, such a good thing is happening in my life in the form of the association of the four Kumaras in a bad person like me, because I have not knowingly performed any pious activity. So we can see similar response will be shown by Narada Muni. So here Narada Muni says that by the influence of the time factor, that with the influence of the time factor, ekada nirgatam geha duhantim nishigam pati sarpo dashat padasprishta kripanam kala choditaha. Kala chodita, being influenced by the time factor, when my mother went to actually milk the cow, she was bitten by the serpent. So many times in the Shastra, time factor is actually compared to the snake. Compared to the snake, like Bhagavatam speaks about this, like Pramatta Muchair Iti Kritya Chintaya Pravruddha Lobair Vishayeshu Lalasam Tvam Apramatta Sahasabi Padyase Kshulleli Hanohur Ivaku Mantakaha. So Lord Shiva says that with great attention in the form of the time factor, you suddenly seize the greedy person who is desiring material objects and who is intensely mad with the thoughts that, who is intensely mad with the different plans. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do, make, accomplish this. Just like a snake suddenly seizes a mouse. So similarly, O Supreme Lord, in the form of the time factor, you suddenly seize the greedy person who is desiring material objects. Time factor is compared to a serpent. Kala karma gunadino dehoyam pancha bhautikai katam anyamsu gopayet sarpagrasto yataparam. Everybody is under the control of the kala and karma, and that kala is like a serpent. Just like an insect is under the mouth of a serpent. like any time the serpent will actually consume that insect. But another insect is seeing this insect which is in the mouth of the serpent, and this another insect is actually thinking that, oh, this insect is going to protect me. Completely oblivious to the fact that this insect is under the mouth of the serpent. So similarly, one living entity is thinking that, oh, this living entity, this relative or this bank balance or this position is going to protect me, but completely oblivious to the fact that particular shelter with whom we are depending upon, that shelter is under the control of the time factor. That shelter is under the mouth of the serpent. So actually, time is comparative. Time is many times compared to the snake, actually. But there are snake charmers who are expert in the act of charming the snakes. They know the art by which how to control the time factor, how to control the snake, how to like captivate the snake. So similarly, that the yogis, they know how to actually control the time factor or how to deal with the time factor. Just like the snake charmers know how to control the time, how to control the snake. So, like for example, it is said that the snakes actually see the moving objects, and if a person remains motionless, then the snake will not do anything. Snake will actually just pass by that person. So similarly, that the yogis, they learn to observe the time factor. That means the yogis are still within and without. So they learn to observe the time factor. They learn to actually to transcend the time factor by their meditation and by learning to observe the time factor. For example, Narada Muni explains the same thing in the seventh canto. Nabhi nande dhruvam mrityum adhruvam vasya jivitam kalam param pratiksheta bhutanam prabhavapyayam. See, since the material body is sure to be vanquished and the duration of one's life is not fixed, neither death nor life is to be praised. Like some people, they all the time speak about the death. Oh, death can come at any time. Oh, everything is illusory, everything is temporary. So they all the time keep speaking only about death. And some people, they only speak about life. Oh, just enjoy the life. Just enjoy the life to the best of your ability. But both of them are fools and rascals, Prabhupada says in this purport. And it is advised that one observe the eternal time factor, which is the cause of the material body's appearance and disappearance. And one should observe the living entity's entanglement in the time factor. And that is what it means. Like the snake charmers are, when the snakes are there, you learn to, you have to remain still and you have to observe the snake, and when you remain still, then snakes will pass by. Even there's a similar story in the journey home, the way Maharaj dealt with the snake. So one should, like for example, there is a beautiful verse in the Raghu Vamsha, which describes about the kings in the Raghu dynasty. This verse says, Shaishave Abhyasta Vidyanam Yavane Vishayeshinam Vardake Muni Vrittinam Yoge Nante Tanutyajam. The kings of the Raghu dynasty, when Shaishave, during their childhood, when there was time for learning Vidya, when there was time for learning from the spiritual master, they learnt, they paid their full attention for learning. Shaishave Abhyasta Vidyana. And Yavane Vishayishna. When there was time for enjoyment in the youth, they enjoyed the sense gratification according to the principles of Dharma. Vardake Muni Vrittinam. So when there was time for Muni Vrittis, when there was time for retirement in the old age, they developed an introspective perspective of life. They developed a philosophical perspective towards the life. And Yogenante Tanutyajam. And at the end of the life, they also left their body by practicing yoga. They attained perfection. So observing the time factor means like doing the things at the appropriate time according to the different phase of one's life. And like there are many examples. Just like the snake charmers, they actually observe the snake, they understand the movements of the snake, and they become the expert snake charmers. Similarly, yogis are they are nothing but the time charmers. They learn to observe the time factor, and they deal with the time factor appropriately. Like when Prithu Maharaj, when he saw that he was getting old, oh, he understood that now I have to take a back seat from this particular responsibility, and he decided to retire from his kingdom, and then he decided to like focus on his internal journey back to Godhead. I mean, Yudhishthira Maharaj saw the symptoms of Kali Yuga, and when he understood that Krishna has disappeared from this world, he desired to retire. So the difference between the mundane literatures and the Srimad Bhagavatam is that mundane magazines, they don't train us to observe the flow of time. Rather, they make you waste your time. But Srimad Bhagavatam especially trains you to observe the flow of time, and it trains you to how to actually deal with the time factor. So Bali Maharaj, when he was fighting with Indra, Indra was like gaining victory over Bali Maharaj, and Indra was becoming excited. So Bali Maharaj says that Sangrame Vartamananam Kala Chodita Karmana. The same word which is used by Narada Muni here. Kripanam Kala Choditaha. So Sangrame Vartamananam Kala Chodita Karmanam Kirtir Jayo Jayo Mrityu Sarvesham Syur Anukramat. So he says, all those people present on the battlefield are certainly under the influence of the eternal time, and according to their prescribed activities, they are destined to receive fame, victory, defeat, and death one after another. So Bali Maharaj is saying that everybody is under the control of eternal time. Everybody will receive different results under the influence of the time factor. But who is actually a learned person? There are various verses in the Shastra about who is a learned person. Chanakya Pandit says, learned person is one who sees every woman as a mother, one who gives respect to others as he would want to be respected. One would see others' property as a stone. And there are many verses about who is a learned person. But here, Bali Maharaj says that, Tadidam Kala Rashanam Jagat Pashyanti Surayaha Na Hrishyanti Na Shochanti Tatra Yuyam Apandita. So learned person is that person, one who by seeing the movements of the time, they are cognizant of the real truth, and they neither rejoice nor lament. Na Hrishyanti Na Shochanti. And then he says, O Indra, because you are jubilant over your victory, therefore you are not really learned. So Indra, in his fight against Vritrasur, when his club was easily defeated by Vritrasur, he became morose. And when he was fighting against Bali Maharaj, when he was gaining victory over Bali Maharaj, he went into jubilation. So that is not the sign of a learned person, which is what actually Bali Maharaj is mentioning here. And in fact, a similar point was mentioned by Vritrasur when he was speaking to Indra. So time, how does the time factor act in the material world and the spiritual world? The material world is called as the Leela Vibhuti. The spiritual world is also called as Nitya Vibhuti. So in the material world, time is actually controlling everything. But in the spiritual world, time is actually facilitating the desires of the devotees and the Supreme Lord by being in the background. Just like in the material world, any activity we perform, we cannot perform the activity as long as we desire. Even when we are performing, say, aarti to the Lord, we have to complete the aarti. Even if a person wants to continue the aarti for any amount of time, no, he has to complete the aarti at a particular time. So any activity we perform, whether eating or any activity we think, oh, I have to finish at this time. But in the spiritual world, that how the time factor is acting is that when a devotee wants to serve the Lord in a particular way, the time facilitates that service to perform that service forever, as long as the devotee wants to perform that service. There is a beautiful song in the Divya Prabandha. It says that in the Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan was looking. It was a time for Lord Narayan to come to the material world to perform his pastimes as Lord Ram. But the devotees in Vaikuntha, they would not allow the Lord to leave Vaikuntha. So he was wondering, but then I have to go and perform pastimes in the material world. This is a time for my appearance as incarnation over there. He was looking, so what is the opportunity by which I can escape Vaikuntha and go to the material world? So the devotees started performing aarti to the Lord in Vaikuntha. So when they started offering dupa, so everywhere the dupa started spreading. So when the dupa started spreading everywhere, so nobody could see what is happening. So Lord Narayan thought that, oh, this is the time for me to leave Vaikuntha and go perform my pastimes in the material world. He left Vaikuntha and he came and performed his pastimes as Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. And then when he came back to Vaikuntha and he saw that the devotees were still performing dupa aarti. Because the time is not controlling the devotees performing service over there. Because they can just keep performing the aarti for as long as they want. So when they were absorbed in performing that aarti, Lord came and performed pastimes and came back to Vaikuntha. So Kala is the Prabhu Kala is the master in the material world, but in the spiritual world, it is facilitating the Lord's pastimes by being in the background. It's like in the PowerPoint, there are certain background effects, the background screen designs, etc. So time is acting like that in the spiritual world. So, and in the material world, even when the Lord comes to perform his pastimes in the material world, he also submits himself to the authority of the time factor. So when Lord Ram was performing his pastimes, so Kala Purusha came. So Kala Purusha had the authority even to humbly request the Lord to wind up his pastimes in the material world, when he was performing his pastimes as a Lord Ram. So Kala Purusha came that, oh, this is time for you to wind up your pastimes. And Lord Ram respected the Kala Purusha's request, because although Lord Ram is the his one feature is the the time factor, the Kala is under the control of the Lord. But in the material world, the Lord also does not defy the laws of the material world. Rather, he submits to the Lord, submits to the laws of the material world. He accepted the Kala Purusha's request and then he wound up his pastimes. And Krishna also accepted the curse of the sages to his own dynasty. In this way, Krishna also taught that all those people who want to permanently create their impression in the material world, that they cannot avoid the influence of the time factor. That is what we are going to see, how the Narada Muni is going to respond to this time factor. And one difference between the way Krishna acts as a time factor and the way Krishna acts as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that the time factor makes even the most significant person in this world insignificant at some point of time. So there is a verse in Agni Puran which says that Gangayam Shikatad Dara Yata Varshati Vasave Shakyati Ganayitum Loke Na Vyatita Pitamahaha. A person may manage to count the number of dust particles on the shore of a ocean or on the banks of the Ganges. Or one may manage to count the droplets of rain when Indra showers rain. But even if a person manages to count these, one will not be able to count the number of Brahmas who have taken birth and died from this world. So Brahma is the most significant person, but even the number of Brahmas are so unlimited, the time makes even the Brahma insignificant person. So, but on the other hand, Krishna, he makes even the most insignificant service rendered by a devotee with sincerity, he makes the devotee significant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually highlighted the service rendered by Dukhi. Mahaprabhu highlighted the devotion of Kolavecha Sridhar, who was very insignificant in the eyes of the common people. So, there's a verse in the 10th canto in which Akrura is telling that Kaha Panditas Tvad Aparam Sharanam Samiyad Bhakta Priyad Ritagira Suhrida Kritagnyad. Which learned person would approach anyone but you for shelter? When you are the affectionate, grateful and the truthful well-wisher of your devotees. So Vishnu Chakravartipad says that, like Krishna, even if a person has done a very insignificant service, and even if that service is forgotten by that particular devotee, but still Krishna does not forget that insignificant service rendered by the devotee. So in that way, Krishna makes even the most insignificant devotee significant. As I mentioned that in the material world, everyone is under the control of the time factor, everyone is under the control of the different devatas. But when the Lord comes to this world, Lord also voluntarily puts himself under the control. Like in the Ramayana, when Lord Ram was in separation from Sita, when Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, when Lord Ram was roaming in the forest, so that time a cool breeze was actually flowing. పద్మకేసర సంహృష్టో వృక్షాణాం వినిసృత నిశ్వాస ఇవ సీతాయ వాతి వాయు మనోహర. సో లార్డ్ రామ్ వాజ్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ కూల్ బ్రీజ్ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ క్యారింగ్ ద పోలన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్స్. ఇట్ వాజ్ క్యారింగ్ ద ఫ్రేగరెన్స్. ఇట్ వాజ్ ఫ్యాగ్రెంట్ అండ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ వెరీ కూల్. బట్ లార్డ్ రామ్ వాజ్ ఫీలింగ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ గెటింగ్ దట్ బ్రీజ్ he felt that this breeze is reminding me of the breath of Sita Devi. This breeze is reminding me the breath of Sita Devi. So this breeze let out from within the thickets of the forest, breezing, touching the pollen of the lotuses, is reminding Sita's exile. As such, it is heart stealing. That time Lord Ram was thinking, according to the Upanishads say that Bhishmasat Vata Pavate Bhisho Deti Surayaha Bhishasmat Agnish Chandrascha Mrityur Davati Panchamaha. So out of fear of the Supreme Brahman, out of the fear of the time factor, the wind is blowing. Out of fear of the Supreme Lord, the sun rises and sets. And out of fear of him, the fire acts, and it is only due to fear of him that the death and the king Indra perform their respective duties. When Kapiladev speaks a similar verse that madbayat vati vatoyam suryas tapati madbayat varshat indro dakatyagnir mrityus tapati madbayat. But Lord Ram was thinking that this wind is supposed to actually blow out of fear of me, but this wind is not respecting the statements of the Upanishads, and this wind is making me fearful. This wind is making me fearful because the same wind previously in the association of Sita, I could actually enjoy that cool breezing wind. But now the same wind, in separation from Sita, it is causing me intense pain and it is making me fearful. It is causing a pinching sensation in my body. So the wind is supposed to blow out of fear of me, but this wind is actually disrespecting the statements of the Vedas. It is making me fearful. It is controlling me. So in that way, Lord Ram was actually... Of course, in this ecstatic separation, he was speaking like that. So therefore, we see that time factor, what we discussed, that time factor is so powerful that time factor makes everyone insignificant in due course of time. And even the Lord actually respects the time factor when he comes to this world. But the Lord, in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he actually makes even the most insignificant devotee significant. We also discussed that how the conditioned soul and the liberated soul respond to the reversals. We discussed Narada Muni speaking about his success story and also about his story of how he actually fell from the position of Upabrahmana to the maid servant. So I'll stop here. గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ హరే కృష్ణ.